Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information and support.
So welcome to the first Qigong session of 2025. So we're going to be starting with a completely different warm-up, which is made up, most of our warm-ups do have an element of Qigong in them, as well as some other things, but this one has a bit more Qigong in it, or maybe it's just the names are slightly different. So it's a slightly different different warm-up. And then just because we've probably all been out of routine for quite, over the last couple of weeks with the Christmas and New Year break, we're just going to have a really gentle session, more gentle than we sometimes have. So it's just going to be a lovely, gentle, calming session today. So we're going to start with the warm-up. So as always, you can do this sitting or standing. So to those of you who are standing, just start in Wuji, which is having your feet sort of between hip and shoulder width apart, unlocking the knees, just allowing the spine to be nice and elongated, having that feeling of space between your arm and your arms and the side of your body. If you want to get more of a feeling of space, just bringing your shoulders forward and just letting them drop back naturally, and you will get a feeling of space there. And then just allowing the crown of the head to face the heavens, the skies, the universe. Coming back down to your feet, just making sure you're grounded through Wuji, through Kidney One, which is in the sole of the foot. So just taking note, just taking a couple of deep breaths if you wish to, or you can have your breath at natural rhythm. And just noticing whatever you're picking up, whether there's any tension in your body, or whether you're feeling maybe slightly stressed yourselves, whether you're just feeling nice and relaxed. So just take a couple of deep breaths. So we're going to be starting at the head and working our way down to the feet with this warm-up. So we're going to start by just relaxing our neck. So just starting by just doing gentle circles of the head, going one way, and it doesn't have to be a big circle, it can be quite a small circle. It's almost as if you're circling, the nose is circling around a clock face. Coming back to center, and then just changing direction. And then just coming back to center. Just going to do a little bit of stretching of the neck. So just taking one ear, doesn't matter which ear it is, towards the corresponding shoulder. And if you want to, just taking the hand that's nearest the ear that's on the shoulder, as it were, and taking it over to the other side and just stretching down, being a bit more of a stretch. If you want to, you can just put that hand on the opposite shoulder as well, stopping that rising up. Coming back to center and just swapping sides. And coming back up to center. We're just going to do a little bit of shoulder shrugging. So taking your shoulders up towards your ears and then just letting them drop. We're just doing that four more times. And often we keep tension in our shoulders, and sometimes they can be, even without us noticing, they can be up around our ears. I'm doing two more. So just shrugging the shoulders, last one, just helps to bring the shoulders down a little bit away from the ears. Now we're just going to start shaking our hands. So just very loosely at the wrists, just shaking your hands as if you're shaking water off them. So there'll be some movement in the arms, but it's mostly from the wrist and the hands down. Shaking them a few times. just dropping your hands by your side. You may notice some tingling in your hands. You may not, but that's fine. So we're now going to be painting the walls. So this is very similar to the commencement. You're just going to be taking your hands out. You're not extending your arms fully. It's taking your hands out up to about head level, out in front of your body, and then turning your hands down and placing them just back down to the starting position. So the backs of the hands as you come up are painting the wall. And as you bring your hands ready to go down, your hands in front of the hands are painting the wall. Bring your hands up and then painting down. Painting up and painting down. If you want to add the breath, although it is a warm up, so there's no, don't really need to, but you can do it. Inhale up, exhale down. Inhale up, exhale down. Just doing one more. Now we're moving on to two full moons. So we're going to take our hands out in front of our body, overhead, and then bring them down the sides, back to the starting position. Hands out in front of our body, overhead, and then down the side. If you can't take your hands all the way overhead, then just taking them as far up as you can. So you may want to bend your arm and then taking them down the side. And again, if you can't take them all the way out to the side, then just bending at the elbow. Just doing two more. You want to add the breath in for the last one. It's inhale up and exhale down. Then we're going to reverse that. We're going to be doing a move called brushing the air. So taking your hands out to the side, palms facing upwards, overhead, and then down in front of the body. Starting out to the side, palms facing up, taking them overhead and down in front of the body with the palms facing down. So if you want to inhale up, if you want to add the breath, exhale down. We're just doing three more of this warm up. Last one. Now we're playing the accordion. So having the palms of the hands facing each other, about stomach level, they're going to be about sort of 6 inches or 15 centimeters apart. And then just literally taking them out to the side, not fully extending the arms, and then bring them back in as if you were playing an accordion. So you might want to only go just to the edge of your body, or you might want to go slightly further. So it's inhale as you extend your arms out, exhale as you bring them in. So just doing two more. When you finish, just drop your hands down for a moment. Now we're swimming on the land, which is very similar to a breaststroke. So your hands are going to be body width apart, but about chest level, maybe slightly lower. Depends what's comfortable for you. And pushing your hands out in front, out to the side, and back to the starting position. Out in front, back to the side, and back to the starting position. So exhale out into the side, excuse me, inhale as you come back to the starting position. Exhale out in front into the side, inhale back to the starting position. And just doing two more. Finish this second one, just dropping your hands down. The next few are probably similar to what we've done in the past. We're going to do some hip circles. So just having your hands on your hips. And then just circling. And so this is a warm-up, so it's very small circles. You can increase the size of the circle if you want to. It doesn't matter which way you circle because we're going to be changing direction at some point. Coming back to center after your next circle and then changing direction. And then back to the starting position. Just going to do a few knee circles. So bringing your feet together, or slightly closer together, having your hands around your knees, and then just doing a few knee circles in one direction. And then coming back to center on the next circle, and then changing direction. Doing one more circle, coming back up and taking your knees apart. I'm just going to do a couple of balance exercises to finish. One is going to be lifting your knees, so obviously one at a time, otherwise you'll be falling over. So if you're standing, just having a wall or a chair to balance if you need it. So it's going to literally lift one leg, putting it down, and then lifting the other. So as if you're doing some marching. Just keep repeating this a few times on each leg. If you wanted to, if you were doing this on the audio repeat, you could actually extend this and make it more of a balance by holding the pose for a couple of seconds, but we're just going to literally lift up and then put down. So doing one more on each leg and then just rebalance yourself. Now we're going to do some ankle circles. So again, this can be done either with your toes on the ground, so lifting one foot, you can leave the toes on the ground and just circle around the toes, or you can take your foot fully off the ground and then just circle in one direction. And then change direction. Putting that foot on the ground, rebalancing yourself, and then lifting the other foot. And then doing the same on the other foot. Circling in one direction, and then circling in the other direction. And the final exercise, that's another balanced one, is just coming up on your toes. So you don't have to go up very high, you can come up still on just on the balls of the feet, or you can come all the way up onto the toes, a bit further up if you want. And then coming back down. Just doing a few more of these. Doing one more, and then as we did at the start, just noticing how you're feeling. Notice any changes that might have taken place between when you started this warm up to now. And if there's nothing, that's absolutely fine. Okay, so we're going to do some very gentle calming Qigong. It's from a range of different sets, so I've just brought them together, and that's one of the beauties of Qigong. You can sort of mix and match. So we'll just start by just a moment or two just to ground yourself. Just making sure your feet are nicely planted on the ground. If you are standing, obviously if you're seated, again, you can have your feet on the ground as well. Your knees and your ankles above each other, your knees above your ankles. But again, your feet nicely grounded. So we're going to start with regulating the qi, which is very similar to the two full moons that we just did in the warm up. So just bring your arms out in front, going overhead, and then down to the side. Out in front, overhead, and down to the side. If you want to have the breath, it's inhale up, exhale down. Just doing three more in time with your own breath. And when you finish the third one, just going back to that starting position, just pausing for a couple of breaths. Now we're polishing the desk. So we're going to have our upper arms, they're going to remain quite close to the body. Just going to be bringing your forearms up, probably around about just upper stomach level, sort of just below the chest, sort of in that upper stomach area, palms facing down. And you're just going to push them out gently, and then round to the side and back to the starting position, as if you had a duster underneath your hands, and we're polishing a table. So taking them out of the desk, as the title says, out in front, round to the side, and back to the start. Out in front, round to the side, and back to the start. There is no breath pattern to this, so it's just your natural breath. Continue in time with your own breath for another four of these in this direction. When you finish the fourth one, just keeping your hands back near the body, and then you're going to change direction, taking them out to the side, to the front, and then back to that starting position. Side, move your hands to the front and back to the starting position. Out to the side, front, back to the start. So just doing this in time with your own breath. Doing two more. When you finish the second one, just dropping your hands down. baby bird learns to fly. So for this one, we're going to have our hands, if we're standing, we're going to have our hands around about thigh level. If possible, having the backs of the hands together. If you're seated, you're going to have your hands slightly further up because obviously there's less space to deal with. So just now bring your hands back of the hands together. You can have them touching or slightly further apart, whatever feels comfortable for you. And bringing the hands up the stomach to the chest. And there comes a point where your hands naturally part, which is about upper chest level. And when they do that, turn your hands so the palms of the hands are facing each other, almost like you're in a prayer position. And then taking your hands back down the body to the starting position. And again, the hands will naturally split. And back of the hands together, coming up the body to about the chest level. And then turning your hands to the palms face, and then taking it back down to the starting position. Just doing a few more in time. Oh, sorry. Without the breath, and I'll introduce the breath in a minute. The backs of the hands together, up towards the chest, turn your hands, palms facing, coming down. Let's inhale up, and exhale down. It's actually a very good one for strengthening the wrists as well. So inhale up and exhale down. So just doing three more in time with your own breath. Finish the third one, just dropping your hands back to the starting position. So now we're going to be rolling the balloon. So we're going to be having our hands in front of our stomach. Sorry, the palms will probably be around about 6 inches apart. Palms facing each other. And you're going to be taking your hands to in that same position as if you have a balloon between your hands, taking them down slightly, out in front of you. Not a big circle, but just a few inches out, and then back in towards the body. Down, out, bring them back up and in towards the body. Down, out, back up, in towards the body. So as you've got, let's do a couple without having the breath, just doing a couple without any further complications. So for the breath, as you move the breath down and out, as you move the hands down and out, you exhale, so down, out, up. And as you come in towards the body, you inhale, and taking it back down to the starting position is all on the inhale. So the exhale is down, out, slightly up, and inhale as you come back in towards the body and down. Starting position, exhale down slightly, out, up, inhale, come in towards the body, and then down back to the starting position. Just doing three more in time with your own breath. When you finish the third, come back to the starting position with still holding the balloon because we're reversing the direction now. So bringing the balloon up our body, out, down and back into the body. Up our body, out, down and back in. So the breath is going to be exhale as you come up and out and down, and then inhale as you come back into the body. So the inhale is slightly shorter than the exhale on this particular one. And don't worry if you can't get the breath, just do the movements. So doing two more. Exhale as you come up, out, down, and into the body, inhale. When you've finished that second movement, just dropping your hands. I'm going to do the first of two pressing palms in calmness. And often when we do pressing palms in calmness, we go from the forehead to the throat to the heart. We're only going to do the forehead for this particular set and for the other pressing palms in calmness as well. So just having your hands sort of extending them down to around about upper thigh level. So if you're sitting, it'd be slightly more compressed. If you want to, you can have your middle fingers touching, but you don't have to. And then just bringing your hands up in a slight semicircle, because you're going to turn them as you reach the forehead, the third eye, and then just very gently pushing them down back to that starting position. So bringing them up and taking them down. So this is the Shen version. We did the Yi version at the end, or near the end. So bring your hands, palms facing upwards, turning your hands when they get to the forehead and pushing them down. Palms up, come to the forehead, palms down. If you want to add the breath, it is inhale as you come up, exhale as you push down. Inhale as you come up, exhale as you push down. Just doing three more in time with your own breath. When you finish the last one, just dropping your hands gently by the side. Now we're turning the balloon. So we're going to have one hand about chest level, palm facing down, and the other hand is around about stomach level, palm facing up. So as if you've got a balloon between your two hands, and you're literally just going to twist your hands over. So you're going to move your hands so that what was your lower hand now becomes your upper hand, and that palm is facing down. What was your upper hand becomes your lower hand, palm facing up, and then twist back. And then twisting or turn your balloon over. There isn't a breath pattern for this, it's just your natural breathing pattern. So just carry on doing a few rounds in time with your own breath. And one more in each direction. And then just dropping your hands down. Now I'm going to be compressing the pearl. So this is very similar in many ways to playing the accordion, which we did in the warm-up. So we're going to start with our hands around about stomach level, about 6 inches, 15 centimeters apart. It's roughly that. You can come a bit closer together if you want to. Now, whereas with the accordion, we didn't take our hands all the way to the side, with compressing the pearl, we're taking our hands out to the side. And you can extend your arms, giving a slight elbow bend, and then coming back into the starting position. If it's not comfortable to take your arms out that far, then don't take them out that far. Just take them a little bit closer together. As you come back in, just maybe noticing any sensations that arise between the two palms as you bring your hands back in towards each other. So it's inhale out, exhale in. Inhale out, exhale in. So just doing four more in time with your own breath. When you finished your final compressing of the pearl, just dropping your hands down to side of the body, or on your lap if you're seated. Now we're doing swirling hands. So if you're seated, sorry, if you're standing first, we'll do standing first. Just having your hands, again, fully extended arms, not rigid, so there's a slight bend in the elbow. And you're going to have the palms both facing in the same direction. So it may be, in my case, I've got the left palm going towards the, sorry, I'm going towards the left side, so that both palms are facing the left side. So you're just going to take your hands across, just a gentle turn, and then coming back the other way. So you're not, it's not a very big move, it's a very gentle swirling movement. You can almost imagine that your hands are in warm water and you're just running your hands through warm water. And there isn't a breath pattern with this. So just taking your hands towards one side. And it's not even a full extension to the side, so it's really both hands are just part of, the trailing hand is just past the body, turning your hands and coming back the other way. If that's too far, then just make your swirling hands a little bit closer to the body. Just do a few more. One more to each side. And when you finish that, just dropping your hands down. So now we're twisting the arms. So there are two options with this. You can have your arms more or less fully extended. There's still a slight bend in the elbows, so more or less fully extended in front of you. Or if that is too much for you, then bringing your upper body sorry, upper arms closer to the body, close to the side of the body, and just having the forearms and the hands close out from the body. So whichever version you are doing, you're going to have your right hand facing upwards, so the palm is facing upwards, and your left hand is going to be facing down. And literally all we are doing is going to turn the right hand over and at the same time turn the left hand over. So you now have the left hand facing up and the right hand facing down. And then turning them back. And just keep repeating. It's a very good one for arm strength and flexibility. And there are 6 meridians that run through our arms. So we've got lung and large intestine, heart and small intestine, and heart governor and triple warmer. So it helps to activate them as well. So you may or may not feel tingling in your fingers, because that's where they end or start, depending on the meridian. So if you want to do a few more with a breath, you're welcome to. So you inhale when your left palm is up, and you exhale when your left palm is down. Inhale, left palm up. Exhale, left palm down. So just doing 2 more on each side. And then just gently dropping your hands by the side. Now we're doing the commencement. Just very gently bring our hands out in front of the body to about chest level, and then just pushing them back down towards the body again. So it's similar to painting the wall, but this one's the commencement. Just bring your hands up and then just pushing them down. Inhale up. This is one we do quite regularly. Exhale down. Inhale up. Exhale down. If you want to, you can visualize or even think about having a piece of wood in water and your hands are on top of that. As that water, as the wood rises up in the water, your hands come up. Then you very gently push the wood back into the water as you push your hands down or take your hands down. Just doing 2 more in time with your own breath. The next one is hands sliding down the mirror. Nothing to do with paint at all, hands sliding down the mirror. So we're going to start in a very similar way to the commencement. Just bring your hands up, but instead of, you're literally just going to take your forearms up this time around, rather than the whole arm. So taking your forearms up, turning your hands so the palms are facing out, and then just literally bringing them down, back down towards the body. Your forearms up and then bring your hands down. As if you're sliding your hands down a mirror. Forearms up and then bring your hands down. Inhale up. Palms facing forwards, exhale down. Inhale up. Palms face forwards, exhale down. Doing 3 more in time with your own breath. Inhale up, exhale down. finish the last one, just pausing for a couple of breaths back in the starting position. So now we're carrying the moon towards the body. So with this one, our upper body will be twisting around to the sides. It's a bit more energetic, this particular one, but then we go back into the gentler ones in a moment. So we're going to take our hands out to the side. As we do so, we're going to twist. The hands aren't being fully extended, so they're just sort of going in a sort of like a biggish circle out overhead, as if you're grabbing the moon. I'm just going to bring your moon back down, so bringing the hands down towards your stomach, your lower abdomen, and coming back to turning back into the center. And we're going to be turning the other direction and taking your hands out to the side and overhead, grabbing the moon, carrying it down, and bringing it back down towards the lower dantian, that lower abdomen area. Back to the side again, and turning to the left now, grabbing the moon and bringing it back to that starting position. To the right, turning to the right, grabbing the moon and bringing it back to the starting position. So it's inhale as we twist and grab the moon, and exhale as we carry it back down to the lower dantian. Inhale as we twist and grab the moon, and exhale as we carry it back to the starting position. Just doing three more on each side. In time with your own breath. Inhale as you grab the moon, exhale as you carry it back down to the lower dantian. And when you finish your last one, just pausing at the bottom, starting position for a few rounds. I'm going to circle the chi to the dantian. So we're going to start with our hands around about the dantian level, so it's around about the lower stomach, lower abdomen level, palms facing downwards. I'm going to start by moving our hands in an anti-clockwise position, taking it out to the side, and then in front, and then back round to the starting position. Up to the side, in front, back round to the starting position. Just doing a few of these and then we'll add the breath in. So the breath is, exhale as you move your hands out and in front, and inhale as you come back in towards the body and back into that starting point. Exhale as you move your hands out to the side and in front, and inhale as you come back into the starting point. Just doing four more of these on this side, and then we'll change direction. And you finish the last one on this side, just pausing for a moment in that starting position, the palms facing down, and then change direction and going clockwise. Same breath pattern. Exhale as you move to the side and out in front, and inhale as you come back in towards the body. How big you make your circle entirely up to you. You can have quite a small circle if you want to, or you can have a bigger circle. So just doing two more. Time your own breath. When you've finished your two, just dropping your hands down beside your body. And then we're doing a similar sort of movement in that we're going to be doing a circle, but we're doing the hands we're moving separately. So this is pebble in the pond. So our hands are going to start really slightly high up, just sort of low chest level. And you're going to take them out in front of you, in front of your body, and then split them off to the side. So you've got them going around each side, almost as if you're doing a breaststroke. Think of it as pebble in the pond. So pushing your hands out in front, then out to the side, and then back into that starting position. Pushing your hands out in front, up to the side, and back to the starting position. So exhale as you push your hands forward and out to the side, and as you're coming back in towards the starting position, you're going to inhale. Exhale as you push forward and slightly out to the side, and then inhale as you're coming back into the starting position. Just doing three more in time with your own breath. When you finish the last one, just dropping your hands down the side of your body. And then we're going to finish with pressing palms in calmness. This is the yi version, which is the cognitive thinking brain version. So we're going to start in the same as we did with pressing palms in calmness, the shen. So having our hands palm facing upwards, probably around about upper thigh level, groin level. Bring your hands up in a slight semicircle. And then you get to your third eye, turning them, the forehead turning them. And then you're going to have your thumbs touching each other, and your index finger, your forefinger, the first finger also touches. So you've got a triangle, which is the earth sign. And then you're going to bring your hands down in front of your body, the triangle down in front of your body, and it'll naturally split off when you get towards the bottom. And then start with the hands in the starting position, palms facing upwards. You can either have your middle fingers touching or having them slightly further apart. Coming up, a slight semicircle. As you turn, make your triangle, both thumbs together, four fingers together, index finger, and then coming back down. Starting again, coming up, making a triangle, coming down. Doing four more in time with your own breath. When you finish the last one, just pausing at the bottom. I'm just going to gather the chi. So taking our arms out to the side, overhead, and then just bringing them back down, palms facing down towards the lower dantian. We're going to do two initially in front of the body, with our body round, looking straight forwards. Then you're going to turn, just twist your body around slightly to the left side, taking your arms out, gathering the chi, and then turning to the center, and then bringing the chi down to the lower dantian. Out, turn, twisting to the left again, coming down, twisting to the right. The breath, if you want to do it, is inhale up, going back to center, exhale down. Twist to the right again, inhale up, exhale down. I'm just going to do two more, just with the body's facing forward. Inhale up, exhale down. When you finish the last one, just going to pause and just notice whatever is arising. So we're just going to finish with Shang Zhong, the standing pose. Just do it for a couple of minutes. So you can either, it's called the standing pose, but you can do it sitting down as well. You can do your hands in several positions actually. You can have your hands with the palms facing downwards to the ground. You can have your hands as if they're around a tree, around a chest level. So that's the tree stance, or you can have your hands just at lower tree level, which is around about the lower abdomen. Or if you want, you can just have your hands by your side, or if you're seated, you can just have your hands in your lap. So I will be quiet for a couple of minutes. If you're holding your hands in a particular position, you may just want to let them drop by your side. I hope you've all enjoyed this evening. Just forgot to say that was actually 3 minutes because I got carried away. So apologies for that. He said it was only going to be 2 minutes. It ended up being 3 minutes. So yeah, I hope you've all enjoyed this evening.